Good morning, everybody, and welcome. We're very excited this morning because we are starting for the first time translation of Geshe-la's teachings into Spanish for his students. Ali, I could hear you. Let's see. So it should be simultaneous, and we'll see how it goes. This is our first time trying it. It worked very well in a test. And Geshe-la should be here any moment. Here's Geshe-la.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, lots of people from Argentina.
We're sitting back there, so they are.
Good morning, Domasi. Good morning, Gavi. Good morning, Catherine. Good morning, children. Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Chudila. If I can see your name, good morning, all of you. Can see the name. Can see the name all of you. Oh, thank you. Oh yeah, so very nice to see all of you, very nice to see. Hope everybody's safe in Patagonia. Hope everybody's safe in Patagonia. Oh yeah. Yeah, alhamdulillah. So we'll start with some prayers, okay? Some short prayers. Huh?
We start with Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. Heyata omune mune mahamunaye soha. Heyata Mahamunaye soha. Heyata omune mune mahamunaye soha. And now the medicine Buddha. Verse of praise and mantra.
As I mentioned last Sunday, if it's possible, then please, all my friends, visualize medicine Buddha on your crown. Okay? Facing toward the same direction that you are facing, also visualize medicine Buddha. Loved one, close one, family member, friends, your pets, people who you know they are going through physical difficulties, mental difficulties, and especially nowadays, you know, like people are going through so much difficulties, because of current circumstance, so then please visualize. Medicine Buddha on every being's crown. So then while we are reciting Medicine Buddha mantra, nectar flows. purify all the physical sicknesses and mental difficulties, and they all become physically, mentally, they all become healthy. Then able to do more good things that benefits other living beings, for yourself, of course, and other living beings. Okay.
It now be Medicine Buddha stanza. Bhagavan with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispel of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, laugh aside. And so let's say the mantra seven times. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, radha samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, radha samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, radha samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, radha samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, radha samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, radha samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, radha samugate soha. And now the four immeasurables. Say that three times in our language. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all abide in free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies.
Yeah.
Chant it in Tibetan, so we'd all be chanting together in the same language. I don't know. Is that okay, Kishore?
Yes.
Okay. So this. Sanchantam. Dong, Gyurchi Nerin Chada Nidan Dewe Tanyom Lane Par Gyurchi.
The reason I stopped chanting is because my voice sounds like donkey's voice. Sabula's voice is very beautiful, that's why I stopped. Not to ruin Sabula's beautiful voice.
So now, Chenrezig first?
Let's go on. Now, Sabula, bring down the image, four images of, in English, bring down. Oh yeah. First line. As I always said, no knowledge, there are nothing to reflect. Reflections, you know, like in order to reflect something, first we have to have knowledge. So just knowledge is not enough to gain meditative experience. Therefore, reflection is needed. Without reflections, there will be no integrations. Without integrations, there will be no meditative experience or heart-moving experience. These three things are correlated. Okay, correlated. So here, of course, first you learn four immeasurables, you learn four immeasurables. First line, so kind of like emphasis on the importance of loving kindness, importance of loving kindness. For one's own happiness and for happiness for all living beings, loving kindness is very, very important to develop. Okay. Second line, emphasis on the importance of compassion. Compassion. So now the third line, may all sentient beings be inseparable from happiness that's free from suffering. This is a particular happiness. That happiness refers to moksha, liberations. Liberations or enlightenment. No. Happiness that we experience is not in the happiness in the third line, the happiness that's free from suffering, or means free from complications. Happiness that we experience before we achieve moksha, it has a lot of complications. It has a lot of complications. Lot of complications that we go through the process, a lot of complications. So that's why the third line, that happiness refers to, for the sake of knowledge, it refers to the moksha. Tori means like higher state, which are human rebirth, I'm sorry, human refers to human and deva, celestial realms. Human, that happiness refers to Tori Tapatam, Tori, mistake. Sorry, because just waking up. Mistake. moksha and enlightenment. Okay, moksha and enlightenment. Oh, that doesn't mention highly state. That was a mistake. Produced by Gishigalek's ignorance. Morning ignorance. Early morning ignorance. It's quite thick. Cause a mistake here. Doesn't mention high state. It refers to fully enlightenment and moksha for the sake of knowledge. So that's just I want to share that with you. Yeah, so now I'm gonna continue the prayer, please.
Now the verse of praise and mantra for Chenrezig. So we'll say mantra 8 times.
Oh, yeah.
Not veiled by any fault, white in color, whose head of perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings, to you, Chenrezig, all-seeing one, I prostrate.
Oh, yeah.
Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 And now the verse of praise and mantra for Mother Tara. So we'll say the mantra 7 times. Tare liberates from psychic existence. Tutare liberates from the 8 fears. Ture liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the liberator, Mother Tara.
Here, the 8 fear is just mentioned here. It doesn't mean just only 8 fear. It means each and every fear, okay? For the sake of knowledge. Huh?
Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Kitchen Bodhicitta prayer, Kishun.
Sanje Chodan Soje Chodila Chanjo Pamon Dane Chasun Dage Chodje Jibra Sanje Sanje Nomaro Sanje Chodan Soje Chodamla Chanjo Pamon Dane Chasun Dage Sanjay, Something devet tekulas, something devet tekul, something single point meditation called something single point meditation. That differences that very word, something devet tekulas, that differences from the chicken meditations. So there single point meditation called something devet tekulas. Le nez du, le body, le nez, nez, positions. Du means seven. Seven sitting positions when you do meditations. Particularly, not every meditations. Here we are talking about single point meditation. When you do single point meditations, so this sitting position is very important, very important. Because Lama Marpa said, you know, in Tibet there are many people meditate, but none of them can compete the way he sits. Oh, so that indicates the sitting is proper sitting for single point meditation is quite important. Okay, you need doing. So I think most of you know. If you don't know, raise your hand. So then I'll explain. So if you don't know the seven sitting positions, I'll explain. Other than that, so we continue, okay? Are you the Gabi, the cat? Are you? What is the name of cat? Mm-hmm. Are you? Just want to play, that's all. Just want to play. It's not serious. You know, just want to play. Just want to have good time. But unfortunately, don't know how to develop positive mindset. That's, you know, unfortunately, other than that, I feel quite happy. I feel quite happy. Just want to play.
Okay.
Do you remember? Many years ago, somebody from the center asked me, is there any particular mantra to be born as a cat? I was froze. Don't know what to say. That question has never been raised in all my life. I'm kind of like froze, yeah. Anyway, something they were taking, so something. Concentrations or single point meditations from the deve tepo means like refers to the meditation cushions. Actually it's called concentration cushions. It does not the same thing. The cushion there where you sit and develop your single point abilities why to experience calm mind, peaceful mind. It makes minute you start to focus, it makes your mind calm and peaceful. Okay, Sunday devet tepula, Sunday devet tepula, lune du, Lu body ne positions. Din seven denchala with seven sitting positions. So most of you I think you already know, so I already explained them. So if not, then you can look up the seven sitting positions. You can look up. Sometimes they are called eight. So the eight is breathing meditations. Breathing meditation is not mandatory, but if you need it, then you can do that breathing meditation. That become eight sitting positions. Generally speaking, there are only seven sitting positions. When you see eight, if you wonder what's the number eight, that's breathing meditations. Breathing meditations. No. If your mind is already calm and peaceful, then breathing meditation is not necessary. Not necessary at all. And then the danger last. In this text, only mentioned seven sitting positions. It didn't count the breathing meditation. So. Lung roll, energy. I think it's different than power. Energy is different than power. Energy related to breathing living beings. Energy is related to breathing living beings for the sake of knowledge. Energy is produced by breathing living beings, whether it's positive or negative, it's coming from breathing living beings. It's not coming from tree, it's coming from breathing living beings. Power and potentials, of course, that also the plant possess power and potentials to eliminate. Toxic, all kind of things, but that's called power. It doesn't call energy. Energy is coming from breathing living being. So here, according to Vajrayana says that the energy is coming from breathing living being. When people see, when the people go to a certain place, they say, "Oh, I feel energy." Probably that energy is caused by breathing living being. Breathing living being doesn't mean only that you see. Many of them you cannot see. Why you cannot see them? Because they don't eat food like we do. They don't consume the food. There's something you can, food that has shape and color and taste. They don't consume that kind of food. They live on smell. That's why they don't have this body. So without this, if there's a body, if they don't have this kind of body, we are not going to see them. It doesn't mean you cannot see them, but of course, the certain people can see, but you know, that's all based on how much your mental, how much your it's all based on the of course you can sense, you can feel, but you cannot see. Well, maybe caused by, you know, energy caused by them too. Hard to say. anyway, so energy, I think according to Vajrayana teaching, is coming from breathing living being. So unfortunately there are many of them. Okay, so lung energy, roll that has been wasted, completely wasted, means no longer useful. Now, if that's your energy, where it goes, it doesn't go anywhere. It will be in your life. So it goes through channels, your channels, according to Vajrayana teaching. How many of them? 72,000 channels. 72,000. Emerge from those five chakras. They are located into our body, center of our body, five chakras. So energy channels merge from the chakras. Those chakras and channels was developed when we are born. And when we take birth into mother's womb, then it all developed like that. But you cannot find them, 70,000 channels, if you go through operation, surgery, you cannot find them. But it's there, Because of that, we blink, we breathe, we move, to all kinds of things because of those energy channels, chakras, and also then sometimes they say there's eight chakras, I don't understand, but typically they're like, there's five of them. So, and then I'm not sure, there's some of them like 7, 8, 9, 10, so I'm not sure. So anyway, five, that's all the channel merge. So, energy is like blind person. Ability to move around but cannot see, can see. Energy is like blind person. So. Mind is like person who has the ability to see, there's nothing wrong with the visions, but it has no legs to move around. That's the mind. For the sake of knowledge, important to understand. Combination between mind and energy, ability to move, then ability to see, is both things happen. Just energy is like blind person's ability to move, cannot see. So now what it means? It means like every thought comes with energy. Every thought comes with energy. It's important. To remember, it's important to understand every thought comes with energy. Therefore, if the mind is on something, there's energy on that object. Therefore, some people visualize this is the influence of the central channel. There's two main channels. Side channels, the influence is from here, one is up there, like this, one's up here, one's up there, somewhere there. Central channel entrance is here. Therefore, how people manage to send energy into central channel, how they manage to open. You need to visualize something. Well, I don't understand when you visualize how you're going to send the energy. Oh, when you visualize something, then your mind is on that object. Wherever there's mind, there's energy. See, that's how you push down. That image you push down. So that's how the energy is going down, going into the central channels. Wherever there's mind, wherever there's thought involved, energy involved. For the sake of knowledge, it's important to understand. Long roll, wasted energy that's no longer useful. How that happened? Because of your neighbor? Because of your friend? Because of your... we like to blame things. Oh, because of my husband, because of my wife, because of my partner, because of my neighbor. Oh, never ending. We do never ending business. We do business that has no profit. Never ending business with no profit. It is that wasted energy is created by your own thought. Sorry to say, that's the truth, your own thought. Hello, how are you, Ninji? God is your son? Papa, I met him, Papa, don't remember. That energy, the basic energy is created by thought. What kind of thought? I have many thoughts. I don't understand what kind of thought that create that waste my energy. What kind of thought that waste my energy? I don't want to waste my energy. I want to keep them healthy in order to get the maximum benefit physically, mentally. How that energy been wasted? How? Oh. Mind, your thought become imbalanced. Your thought become imbalanced. What that means, imbalance? Lusem, less ruma. Less ruma means lusem, body. Sem means mind. Less ruma means well balanced. That's called healthy mind, healthy body. It's called well balanced. You balance your body to yoga, moving up and down. That's a way to balance your physical body, but that doesn't really balance your mind. That you need mind yoga too, not just physical yoga. You also need mind yoga. Because there's some pain, you feel very stiff. Then there's expert to tell you what, how to move, then you move. All of a sudden they tell you, all of a sudden they tell you, put your head on the ground, lift up your 2 feet on the ground, then you say, what? Because you've never done this before. Anyway, step by step. Right from the beginning, if you tell someone who comes to practice yoga, you tell them, or put your head on the ground, lift up your 2 feet. They say, what? They get kind of surprised. So we need both physical yoga. Wasted energy caused by whom? Caused by your thought. What kind of thought? I have many thoughts. Or imbalanced thought. What do you mean imbalance? Not flexible. What that means? Uptight. When body become tight, cause pain. Then when the mind become tight, cause. Oh, that's how the energy been wasted. Where the energy goes? Through channels. What it does? Cause physical problem. That contribute to mental problems. Then you become unhappy. Is it clear? It's important to understand. We have to free ourselves with knowledge, not just simple belief. So we have to understand, if you really want to enjoy a good cup of tea, you need to understand how to make that good cup of tea. Good cup of tea doesn't appear just sitting there praying, oh, may I have good tea. That's not going to happen. No, you need to learn. No? Same thing. Oh, yeah, so the lung roll. Now understand lung roll, wasted energy. No? Is it clear? It's clear it can get, so sorry, so it's clear. So, so now what I can do, what I should do, if there's wasted energy that's stuck into it, they're stuck in my channel, what I should do? Maybe that's causing physical discomfort, so then it kind of mess up my mind. And my mind becomes more murky, unclean, not fresh, kind of murky. What I should do? Oh, you do nine round breathing meditations to help to get rid of your wasted energy. Could be stress. How you define stress? Is it form of energy or is something that you can touch? If something you can touch, then there's not energy. If something that you can see, that's not energy. Maybe the stress is a form of wasted energy. If that is the case, I'm not sure. I'm not saying it's 100% sure. I'm just saying it. I'm not just 100% sure. But no. If stress is a form of energy, negative energy, so the 9-round breathing meditation will help to get rid of that. Or Lungro Gutu, Tartu, Sal, Lungro Gutu, Lungro Gu, 9, Tuk, Set, Gu, 9, Tuk, Set. There will be three sets of breathing meditations. Each set, 3 breathing, that become 9. So that's called 9-round. How many round? 9-round breathing meditation. So there will be 3 rounds. Each round, 3 breathing, that become 9. It's called 9-round breathing meditation. So Lungro Gutu Thabu Sal. So that's to mention that we should do this 9-round breathing meditations. What is the result? What is the result of doing 9-round breathing meditation? Rigpa Thangyi, Rigpa. Same mind, Rigpa, awareness. Knower. Law, Rigpa, awareness, no Rigpa, Shepa, knowing, as a different word means same thing. Rigpa, of course, Rigpa has deeper meaning, so that indicates something else. Generally speaking, normal law require awareness, shepa, consciousness. These are same thing, synonym. For the sake of knowledge, same thing, it means same thing. Rigpa, okay? Tang, clear mind, fresh mind, clear mind. Rigpa tang, rigpa tangma, clear mind, fresh mind. Nik, margi. Nik, unclean, margi. What other word, chukila, what other word?
I think, I mean, murky is good. We also talk about, I mean, when you're talking about like the dirt in the water, murky is the perfect word.
Okay, murky.
Yeah.
Tang, clear mind, clear mind. But tang, neat, murky. Like what I said, clearly distinguish between these two minds. One is clear, one is murky. That's the result of 9 round breathing meditations separates those two mindsets. Oh. Plus, it gets rid of wasted energy that's stuck in your channels. All right? Oh, yeah. So now, how to do 9 round breathing meditations? According to 6 Naropa Yoga, 9 round breathing meditation is different than one that I'm about to explain. One that I'm about to explain that's like mentioned in Lambim teaching. The purpose is to get rid of wasted energy and clearly distinguish between clear mind and the murky mind. You cannot meditate with these two mindsets. You cannot meditate. Either your mind has to be clear or neutral. You can't meditate if you are angry. You cannot meditate. No. You can't meditate. Okay. That's the reason for the second one. Is it clear? Chukila, you say, if it's not clear, you say something. Okay. No? You both are in language. So now, how to do 9 round breathing meditation? I know taught many times, you know. So sometimes it goes from here to there, and many times it goes from here to there. doesn't matter, even though we hear many times, doesn't go from here to there. Of course, for example, for me, a lot of people giving me advice about diabetes, because I have diabetes. Many times it goes from here to there. It doesn't go here. I think because of attachment. Because of attachment to the food. So anyway, all sorts of reasons. So many times was here. The next time, don't remember. Maybe going like 1,000 times, then maybe one is go down here. 999. So left hand ring finger, block your left nostril, let your left nostril block, inhale from the right nostril, long, slow, then block right nostril, exhale from the left nostril. That's one. Of course, need to clear the nose. Otherwise, precious jewel will come out. So, one second, let's begin. Left hand, ring finger, blow your left nostril, inhale from right nostril, long, slow. Then, you do three times. All the way in, all the way out. First round. This first round, three breathing, first round. What is called? This is called 9-round breathing meditation. That's what it's called. We just finished the first round. Of course, when you do breathing meditation, then you need to sit straight. You know, you can't lay down. You need to sit straight. Why you sit straight? Everything needs to learn. Why you sit straight? Oh, the channel is going to be straight. When the channel is straight, energy will run through smoothly. That's why. It's not just traditions. No, there's reason. Okay. So now second round. Right hand, ring finger. Same thing, ring finger. Now blow the right nostril. Repeat three times. Not from here, inhale. The second round, six breathing is finished now. So now you sit straight, breathe, exhale, inhale from the both nostrils three times. Oh, that's called 9-round breathing meditation. Result, getting rid of wasted energy that's stuck into the channels, and also separate clear mind and murky mind. Now after that, now you meditate, you begin your meditation. Whatever meditation you do, you start your daily meditation. Sunday deve tebula lune dinda denjela umro gutu tatu sa riba tani lewa ches. Namta give a sentence. Now what you need to do? Think something good. Think something positive. Think something wonderful. Bodhicitta is the best. Bodhicitta is the best mindset you can develop. Bodhicitta. Think something positive. Oh, I'm so happy because I can see. I can see. I can see things. There are people who cannot see. The people who spend hundreds of thousands of dollars just to see. Going here, going there, running there, or seeing all kinds of doctor and whole family member hoping that person will see. Can you imagine when that person starts to see a little bit, how much joy that person experienced. How much joy we experience by seeing? Zero, nothing. Why? We are not thinking. We are always thinking about what we don't have. We are always thinking about what I don't have. We are not learning how to develop gratitude towards what we have. We are always looking for what we don't have. Oh, I'm not enlightened. I'm so depressed. I'm not enlightened. Oh, I'm not happy because I'm not liberated. I'm so not happy because I'm not like Milarepa. not focusing what you can do. Oh, you could say, Omanipenyahu, how much merit you create? How much merit you create? I can hear. No, I cannot smell. I cannot smell. But I don't focus on that. If I focus on that, my life will be upside down. Do I wish that I could smell? Yes, I wish I could smell. When people talk about, oh, it smells so good. I can't smell. Advantage of that. Oh, I have no problem cleaning bathroom. I have no problem cleaning bathroom. I don't mind cleaning bathroom because I don't have any problem cleaning bathroom because I don't smell. Does that make me miserable? No, not at all. So you should be, you have something extra thing to grateful that you can smell good food. Same time, the disadvantage, maybe you are having more hard time cleaning bathroom than I do. Every single day, there are many, many reasons to be happy. Every single day, there's many reasons to be happy. Buddhism teach you about focus on a precious human life. If we look at, if we focus on every single day, what I don't have, oh, you are making your life miserable. You are not helping yourself. Don't say you love yourself. You don't love yourself because you are making your life more miserable. If you really love yourself, then you focus on something that you have, that you develop gratitude, joy. Every single day, so we have many, many reasons to be happy. Happiness is produced by thinking. You could say meditation actually is caused by thinking. You are thinking something positive, then you become happier. When you become happier, people around you, they become happy. No, isn't it? It's hard to be around with unhappy people, isn't it? Isn't that true? If you have very mean if you have very mean neighbors, how much that impacts your life? Oh. If you don't want to see some unhappy people around you, who wants to see that you being unhappy? Nobody. Nobody wants to see that you are unhappy. People want to see you are happy. When you are happy, you produce happiness into other people's life. When they see you are happy, they are happy too. If they are not completely happy, it kind of ease. No, you don't give them stress every single day. Every single day that you can know. Otherwise, why we are practicing, why we are meditating, for what? Because you just get bored, you have nothing to do, then you meditate? No. It boils down on that. It boils down on happiness. Talk of liberation. What is it? It is happiness without suffering. That's what it is you're trying to achieve. Wow. How we become unhappy? We think. We talk, we do things, We hit people, that's not good things to do. Don't should not hit people, that's not good things to do. Why? Because of your own happiness. It will destroy your happiness. It makes you an unhappy person. It's nothing to do with religion, it's the fact. Don't say nasty words. Nobody wants to hear. If somebody asks you, do you want to hear some harsh word? What do you say? Regardless if you are Buddhist or not Buddhist, believer or not believer, what do you say? You say, I don't want to hear. You want to hear something nice. Oh, same thing. Same thing. Same thing. That's how we become unhappy. No matter wherever you live, you could live in a cave, you could live in a mansion, you could live in a five-star hotel, you can live in a beautiful island, same time you could be miserable too. You can go to Cozumel, you can go to Patagonia, very beautiful. If you continue saying negative words, continue start to think negative things, continue doing physical negative things, doesn't matter, going to Patagonia, Cozumel, beautiful island, you are unhappy. Very important, very important, very important. Otherwise, no point, no point why you step, why you practice, no point. What are you hoping? You are hoping to achieve happiness that's free from suffering. Meanwhile, you don't know how to be happy. How you are going to achieve that? Impossible, impossible. Every day is opportunity to focus on something positive rather than focusing what I don't have. Because there's many things you don't have. The question is what you get focusing on what you don't have, what you get out of that? Nothing. So, after that 9 round breathing meditations, you begin your daily practice, whatever practice you do, you begin before that, what Pendulum Lama suggests, think something positive. Well, I don't know how to think positive. Oh, it's not that difficult, it's a piece of cake. You just need to motivate yourself to think something good, it's not that difficult. Not that difficult. You could learn, you could focus on the precious human life. You could focus on, another cat appears. No? And there's a second one. I mean, all the way from Patagonia. See, even the animals, if you be nice to them, they become closer. They become closer and closer, you know. If you be mean to them, even animals, they have no language, they have no education, they don't know how to meditate, they don't like you. Loving kindness, compassion is the answer for all our suffering. Loving kindness, compassion. Don't just leave loving kindness, compassion between your lips. Need to integrate in your heart. In your heart. Loving kindness, compassion. Somebody says something, no need to respond. Why you have to respond? No need to respond. What is the most important thing? Your peace of mind. That's the most important thing to protect. Somebody says something, oh, that's now need to send here. Then it goes from here to there. After 9 round breathing meditation, namba geve send them best with the positive mindset. With the positive mindset. Oh. So then whatever practice you do, refuge, bodhicitta, four immeasurables, meditation based on money mantra, meditation based on four immeasurables, meditation on love, meditation on compassion, meditation on kindness, you can begin. Any meditation, you can begin based on the word, what we call prayer. You could say reference to Bodhicitta prayer, meditate. You could say Mani mantra. You could say a four immediate prayer, meditate. Or you could say Lamrim teaching, you can meditate. There are many, many different kinds of meditation. Review meditation, analytical meditation, single point meditation. You can do many meditations. But mind needs to be positive. Positive mindset. Meditation does not need to be complicated one. You can just sit, set a positive motivation, then say, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. You can just say that. That's productive meditation. Okay? Oh. Namda Jeve, same thing. So then, you know, people have different practices. Oh. Based on, like that, you know, they do refer to Bodhicitta prayer. If you're Buddhist, if you consider yourself a Buddhist, you do refer to Bodhicitta prayers. So then, top of that, you do Guru Yoga practice. If you know Guru Yoga practice, then you do Guru Yoga practice. Why? Helping myself. That's all. Why? Helping yourself. Minimize complications in this life, that's why. Increase positivities. Increase. Life will be better off, much, much better off. Life will be better off. We, you and me, we are all capable. Learn, think, say, do, we are all capable. No. There's no special being here. Everybody, physically, mentally, same. Just need motivations. Just need to see the benefit. When you see the benefit, then you have interest. When you have interest, then you put effort. When you put effort, then you produce results. Oh. You need to see the benefit. Or don't do things that you think, oh, I'm Buddhist, I should do this and that. No, you don't have to do nothing. Why you have to do? Oh. You need to see the benefit. Okay. So then, you know, the base of the individual people do repetitive Bodhicitta prayers, Guru Yoga practice, then making requests more than 100 times, then dissolving your own Lama, inseparable Buddha from your crown. There's many practices, I'm not asking you to do all of this practice. What I'm saying is, after the positive mindset, whatever practice you do, simple as Om Mani Padme Hum, you can do that. But it has to be complicated. Not suggesting they do simple practice, I'm not suggesting you to do simple practice. What I'm saying is you should not stress out yourself, oh, I'm just doing Mani Mantra. Just happy. Just to be happy. I'm not suggesting you to choose a simple practice. I'm not suggesting you to minimize your practice. I'm saying whatever you can do, please do it well. It's not about the size. It's about the qualities. Some of out there, you are there doing so much practice. Wonderful. Very good. Excellent. If you feel like to eat more, wonderful. Very good. Don't think, oh, I only doing Mani Mantra, I feel so bad. No. That's called spiritual stress. Not good. Just to be happy. you can carry what you can carry. Don't think, oh, elephant carry 1,000 pounds, so maybe I need to carry 1,000 pounds. No, bad idea. Bad idea. Bad idea. You carry what you can carry, then that's all. That means, what it means, that's like saying, what it means, you do what you can do. Just, it may fall immeasurable practice, you do, wonderful, very good, just to be happy, to be happy, rejoice. Important. According to Tenzin Lama Chujin text, it says refuge, bodhicitta prayer, guru yoga practice, hundreds of requests to guru, then dissolve your guru into your crown. So then after that, now meditation begin, meditation. What time is now? Now meditation is just beginning, sorry, taking a long time.
Guess what, there's about 20 minutes to go.
No, just now, just meditation is beginning, just beginning now. Sorry, it took a long time. That is the proper way to do any form of meditations. That's how you should do, proper way to do meditations. Oh. Simple as meditating on Mani Mantra. Oh, that's just beginning now, just starting simple meditation. Here, today, suggests this meditation is good for the beginner. What is beginner means someone who doesn't have much knowledge about meditation for beginner. Nawapindi. Actually, you are introducing yourself. You are introducing yourself conventional nature of mind. You are introducing yourself conventional nature of your mind. Not Dronasi's mind, not Chukila's mind, your mind. Not Gishikele's mind, your mind. Conventional nature of your mind. Your mind has two natures, conventional nature, ultimate natures. Conventional nature of your mind. Now this is called implement, this is called integrations, because Tenzin Lama Chujin said something, you are doing it, you learn and you are doing it, that's called integrations. Oh, that produces meditative experience. Meditative experience. Heart-moving experience. Life-changing experience, eye-opening experience, whatever you say. Oh, this is like life-changing experience, eye-opening experience, you know, meditative experience, heart-moving experience. It's all boils down the same thing. Same thing. Okay, so. Nava pindhi, nava appearances. What is appearances? See here, color, shape, house, altar, butterland, water bowl, my reflection in the Zoom here, people's the appearance. That's called appearance. When you close your eyes, what it appears? It doesn't appear shape and color, because shape and color are corresponded by eye consciousness. When you close, you can see shape and color. Now up here, what is experience? Space. Did you ever experience space? Maybe that's not the right question. Or you could say, here people do say space between thoughts. Oh, that probably is the right. I think finally I got it right. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe I'll never get it right. Maybe now Pimpi, maybe that's now Pimpi, now Pimpi probably refers to space between thoughts. Maybe finally I got it right since I come back from Patagonia. Now Pimpi Ngang Nilas. On the space between thoughts. Maybe that's what it is. Nava Pembu Nanilas. On the space between thoughts. Maybe that's what it is. Nava Pembu Nanilas. What do you think? Sounds good, Chukila? Huh?
Yes, Geshe-la, it sounds good.
Okay, very good. Chukila approved, so that's good to you, sir. So maybe now Pimpi Ngang Nila. Ngang Nila means on that, on the space between thought. Maybe that is the conventional nature of your mind. Not ultimate nature of your mind, but it leads, that meditation will lead to the ultimate nature of mind. But space between thought. Top on, top off. Proper English. Top on or top off.
So on the meditation on, is on the space between thoughts.
Okay. On the space between thoughts. Maybe that's exactly, probably could be wrong. Maybe it needs to be probably further developed. So maybe that's, maybe finally getting right. Say many things, you know, so first of all, I don't know how to say, maybe just on the space between thoughts, now up and view, oh yeah, understood? Oh, on the space between thought, what that indicate should not be thought. If there's thought, that you are not on the space between thought, you are with thought. Very interesting. Now Pembi Ngang Nilas. Reto. What, that's what you, your mind, that's what your focus should be, space between thought. Now Pembi Ngang Nilas. Reto. Reto Laso Namdok is Reto. Rewa. Expectations. Hope. Hope, expectations. Talk, concern. What you should not have when you are on the space between thought, what you should not have, expectations. Concern about past. Concern about past that make you stuck. Concern about future that inviting more complications from the future. Nava Pendu Nani La Reto Laso Namto. Thought that worry about future, thought that worry about past. Those thoughts you should not have. When you are focusing on space between thought, you should not have those thoughts. If you are having those thoughts, then you are not on the space between thought. Is it clear? Very good. Yeah, Chukila is moving it. That's good, yeah. Lamula is moving. Lamula is moving here too. Nawa Pembi Ngangni La Reto Laso Namdokis. That's what you should not have thought of, the expectation and concerning thought about past, concerning thought about future. What happens if I'm having those thoughts? Then you are not on the space between thought. You are not on that. All right? Did you come? Then is there something to be analyzed? No, zero analysis, nothing to analyze. There's nothing to analyze. Just be there, just be on the space between thought, just stick there. Nothing to analyze, there's nothing to analyze. If you wonder if there's something to analyze or there's nothing to analyze. Now, nothing to analyze, nothing to adjust, nothing to fix. What are you going to fix? Space between thought, there's nothing to fix. There's nothing to adjust. There's nothing to redo, nothing. Just stay there. Just stay there. Just stay there a little bit. Didn't say stay there 1 hour, 2 hours. Didn't say. Just stay there a little bit. Without distractions. Just stay there a little while. Just stay there a little while. Now, am I sleeping? No, you are not sleeping. You are wide awake. You are wide awake. If you are sleeping, that means you are not on the space between thought because you are sleeping. Am I fainted? No, you are not fainted. You are fully aware. You are fully awake. No. You are here not paralyzing your mind. Your mind is wide awake, very fresh, alert. Your mind is not paralyzed. Oh. You are fully aware. Your mindful is in the fullest. Your mindful is
fullest.
Yeah, the fullest. Your fullest mindfulness, or
yeah, your mindful is fullest. It's here, right here, right now, right here. You are being mindful. You are fully awake, alert. If you start to go down, to bring it up. You are going like this, wow, bring it down. Where? Space between thoughts. Oh, Pendulum of the Chujian said, this meditation is very good for beginners. If you are having problem with the bombardment of thought, oh, you need to focus on space between thoughts. What that meditation is called? Meditation is called introducing your conventional nature of your mind. So that meditation probably really helped you to do, you to help you to succeed in ultimate nature of mind down the line, down the road. All right. Is it clear now? It's clear. That is the conventional nature of mind. That is awareness. Stay there, reaching further and more, simply dimless, with full effort. Then thought start to pop up. Oh, did I respond so-and-so email? Or did I text so-and-so? Or did I, how many likes I got on Facebook? did I post something? I was wondering, did my friend give me like on my what I post on Facebook? How many, what I should do? When the thought pops up, do I have onion? Do I need to buy onion? Do I have tomatoes? Do I have enough chips in my chips? In what you call the way you put your food? What you call storage? Not storage. Cabinet in your kitchen. Is there enough chips? Or am I getting late to get chocolate chip, hot chocolate, warm chocolate chip cookie from Whole Foods? Maybe there's something. Maybe there's any left there. All kind of thoughts. All kind of thoughts. Can you imagine, like when you buy a popcorn package from the store, when you put it in the microwave, pop, 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 like that. What I should do? Maybe do nothing. Do nothing. What do you mean do nothing? I feel like I have to do something. No. Just recognize. Just recognize that every thought that pops up, just recognize them. No need to fight, no need to fight. You can stare at each thought. When you stare, what happened? Disappear. When it disappears, what happened? That is the space between thoughts. You come back to the point. When thought disappears, that's the space between thought. You're just getting back to the point. Pause there. With whatever thought that pops up, simply recognize them. Oh, this is a good meditation. I probably explained this meditation a few times. You know, so like people doesn't want to do complicated things. People want to do something simple. Oh, this is very, this is as simple as you can get. There's one way to deal with the when thought pops up, when you are focusing on the space between thought. When thought pops up, one way to deal them is do nothing. Just simply recognize them. Whatever appears will disappear. Why? It's nature, natural law of causality. There's no why. There's no why. Whenever, whatever appears, it just disappears. If it doesn't disappear, oh, this life is going to be not easy one. If every thought that appeared, if that did not disappear, oh, this life is going to be a hard one. Because thought that arise is not bodhicitta, it's not compassion, it's not loving kindness, all kind of thoughts arise. Oh, if that never disappears, can you imagine that? Oh. Thought does disappear. When it appears, it disappears. Or sometimes people make it disappear based on their practice they do, and then make it disappear quicker than, sooner than later. Some people take a long time, some people take a very short time. Thought has, whatever appears has to disappear. There's a natural law of causalities. It's called natural law of causalities. When you pour water, it never goes up, it goes down. Why? Natural law of causalities. When you start fire, never burn down, it goes burn up. Why is that? Natural law of causality. So these are called natural law of causality. Okay. Well, that's the first thing to do. The second, I don't like that approach because I want to do something. Oh yeah, you can fight with your thought, You can fight your thought. If you, that's what you want to do, you can fight with every thought that rises, you can fight. Also, you are welcome to fight. In that case, what you need to do, you need to become skilled swordman. Swordman. See, sword. Then skilled archer, archer, archers. That's thought. Every thought that comes towards you like arrow. What do you have? You are like skilled swordman. You have sword. Every arrow that comes, you can just stop. Now you can do like this. You have the sword. You are very skilled swordman. You are holding the sword and wandering. Yeah, of course, then the hit. You have to be very skilled swordman so that every arrow that comes to you, you can stop. Yama rapor keshin, do namdo chiche bevechus. Namdo chiche, whatever thought that rise, with effort, you stop them. You challenge them, you stop them. Second approach. First approach, don't fight. Don't fight. Just recognize. Just recognize. Simply recognize them, stare at them, it will disappear. When it disappears, you come back to the space between thought. That's the meditation. You start, you're coming back there. Yana rahu keshen to namdo chiji bibeshu. Chata nemba tizhi tembamba shu, lechi leos. When you come back to the space between thought, either you choose one of those approach or just do nothing, recognize your thought or fight each thought that pops up, fight. When, whichever approach you practice, then you will be back to the space between thought, so then you pause there with the full awareness. Oh, that's the best way to get rid of thought. That's the best way to get rid of bombardment of thought. That's the best way to get rid of, according to the angel of the Chujin, suggests in the Mahamudra text. Oh. Yeah, so that's the meditation now just begin. So, or just finish. Just begin and just finish simultaneously. Oh yeah. Is it clear from the beginning to now? It's clear? No. So I myself every day, every single day. Trying. And you do the same. Then you get benefit. Oh, let's not just talk. Let's not just talk. Now it's time to, time to talk and walk the talk. Am I saying correctly? Walk the talk. Now it's time to walk the talk, not just talk. Yeah, I've been talking last 20 plus years. So now, you know, time to integrate. So I explain something, then you try at home. So then I'll be very, very happy because now then I kind of like, devotion to Pejal of the Chuchi grow. Because Pendulum of the Chuchi suggests something and I try and I'm getting immense benefit. So my faith towards Pendulum of the Chuchi grow. My faith to Lama Tsongkhapa will immensely grow. So then that, you know, is called great devotion. So whether you receive teaching directly or indirectly, you are getting, you are benefiting. At the same time, you are fulfilling Pendulum of the Chuchi's wishes to benefit all sentient beings by talking about his experience about meditations. And you are learning it, then you are doing it, then you are benefiting it, so then it's very good. So you get a lot of merit. If you are thinking of merit, you get a lot of merit. I get some merit here, there, and I'm requesting you to do. So then we all get benefit. So we all become more calm, less thought of negative thought, less negative thought, more positive thought. The world is going to be a better place. Because why? You are thinking positive all the time. People around you doesn't have to worry that you are going to harm them. You are never going to harm them. Never going to harm them. Because you believe harming is bad for your happiness. So then there will be 10 more happy people produced by Pendel of the Church's teachings. These 10 more happy people will have impact on 10 more people that are happy to be around with you because you are happy. So there's 20 people. So then it multiplies. Oh, so then you can feel, oh, I'm doing some contribution towards peaceful world, happier world, rather than just talking to them all the time. I'm contributing. I'm making my life meaningful. I'm trying to live my life meaningful. Means happy life is meaningful life. Unhappy life is not meaningful life. Long unhappy life is not good one. Long happy life, that's a good one. Happy life doesn't mean it's good. Long happy life, that's a good thing. Long unhappy life doesn't matter wisely. So that is the purpose of life. Being happy, that's the purpose of life. That's the taking essence most out of this precious human life to be happy. Seeing just pure, just pure, seeing just pure. That happens because you are thinking positive, positive, positive. Eventually you just think positive. Maybe you are liberated or maybe you are enlightened. Just think positive. No judgmental thought. Based on culture, tradition, race, religion, no judgmental thought. What you are aware? You are aware that every single person on this planet looking for happier life. Nobody wants even the slightest problem or difficulties. That is the fact. That's the reality. Whether it's your friend, your family, your close one, stranger, you consider someone as your enemy, every single person on this planet looking for happier life. If you contribute towards that, what happens? They like you. They like you. If you destroy their happiness, they're not going to like you. Don't expect somebody going to be nice to you because you are mean to them. Because there's law of causality. Every action has reactions. Every negative action has negative reactions. Every positive action has positive reactions. Okay, so I just want to stop here. So now time is probably over. So thank you for coming in. So all the people from Patagonia, so be safe and be well. So hopefully see you. See you next Sunday on Zoom. So that's at the current circumstance, that's what we like amazing. Like nobody thought that it's gonna be like this. Nobody thought it's gonna be like this. Nobody thought it's gonna be like this. Change. It's not gonna be like this forever. Change. Whatever appears, disappears. Virus, whatever appears, disappears. It's not going to be here forever. Everything. You're not going to be here forever. So while you are here, to be happy, to be kind, to be more loving, more compassionate. Good things to do, good things. Okay, oh. So, yeah. So then thank you so much for all of you coming here. So hopefully see you next Sunday. Dronasi will decide whether we are going to see next Sunday or not, brothers and sisters.
Sunday, yes, Geshe-la. Yes, next Sunday, but not the Sunday after.
Okay, next Sunday. Oh. So maybe next Sunday I will continue. I'm not going to repeat. So that's why I ask, is it clear? Everybody says clear. So now I'm going to continue where I left. I'm going to continue till I reach to the introduction of the ultimate nature of mind. Then I'll stop there. So I'll continue. Next Sunday I'll continue. I'm not going to repeat. So if you see some new people, so maybe before I come here, you can probably do Samula or Shukla will do review. So that's good. Review 15 minutes. So then I'll come a little later. So then, you know, so class can be continued. Otherwise, because otherwise it goes round and round and round and round, round. Never goes forward. It always comes backwards. It goes round and round. Okay. Oh. So I really want to finish this rest of the, till we reach to the ultimate, introducing ultimate nature of mind. Oh, which is meditation on emptiness, okay? So then if you have any questions, you can write to Dhammasi. So Dhammasi send it to me. So then next Sunday, before the class, I will read the questions. You know. Any question you have, please send it to Dhammasi or SPC. So then she is going to forward to me. So then I will read next Sunday before the class. Then I will read, okay? Thank you very much, all of you. Thank you so much. And be safe and be well. Be well and try to practice the meditation sooner than later. Yeah, alhamdulillah. So now dedication.
Yes, so before dedications, Robbie was going to say a few words.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Geshe-la. I'll make this very quick. I think everybody knows that we're in the middle of our annual appeal. Charge today was to talk about what the teachings mean to me, and I think that'd be redundant after such a wonderful teaching from Geshe Gelug. I think we all know very well what the teachings mean to each of us, especially during this difficult time. I'd just like to remind people that our goal this year is $150,000 for the annual appeal, either through one-time gifts or monthly sustaining gifts. That will be about 80% of our yearly budget. We're finishing this year with a balanced budget, which is wonderful news. We have incredible volunteers who are doing just amazing work to keep the center thriving even during these times. As people know, we've paid off our mortgage. We're getting rid of our propane tank and switching to natural gas. All these things save money. So if you do have the opportunity to give, I assure you personally that you can be confident that your donation will go to support the teachers, our resident teachers, support our visiting teachers, maintain the facility that we own, and support our programs such as the Young People's Program. It's a very straightforward, very open budget. And I thank you in advance for your gifts of money and time and prayer and everything that people give to Kadampa Center. And if you have any questions about the annual appeal, all the information is up on our website. So thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Robbie. Thank you so much. So want to thank also Gordon. Just 1 minute, okay, just want to bear with me 1 minute. Just want to thank from bottom of my heart, behalf of all the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas, all the voluntary for the Kadampa Centers. Last 20 plus years I've been here, so people have been very kind and very wonderful. So we have now wonderful centers. So like all your support and help for the center, I want to thank from the bottom of my heart a lot of voluntaries, purely voluntaries, a lot of them voluntaries. Just want to thank from the bottom of my heart. Okay? Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye. So, Mariana, bye, Mariana. So then, Gabi, what's your name of your son?
Vicente.
Oh, be safe and be well, okay? Be safe and be well. How old are you?
El miércoles
cumple 10. Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, thank you. Oh, yeah.
The all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. One who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatara, the one with great precision who spread the teachings on Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, the masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Oh yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. All the people, if anybody watching on YouTube, have a nice weekend. All of you have a nice weekend. See you next Sunday.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Gracias, Gachala.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.